Okay, so good afternoon, everybody. I just wanted to open with a few very brief remarks because it's the second year at Siddur of Rav Lichtenstein. Remember last year I shared very briefly some thoughts on Rav Lichtenstein, and I hope you won't mind my taking this liberty. Part of the reason that hesped of an Adam Gadol, not that this is a formal hesped by any stretch of the term, is taken so seriously is because it is a form of Talmud Torah. At some point, the boundaries between a person and Torah, when a person reaches a certain level, those boundaries melt away. The Gemara speaks about Kim b'Torah Hashem chavtzo uvisoraso yega yomam v'layla. First, it's Torah Hashem levasof naaseis Torahso. There's a kind of a merger, and the Gemara Masachas Makos to that point. In the name of Rava says, you know, Rava says he doesn't understand how some people could stand up for a Sefer Torah and not stand up for a Talmud Chacham. He uses very colorful language, which I'll avoid for now. But the point is self-evident. That is to say, it really is a form of Talmud Torah, so I hope it won't be at the expense of our learning, but just a different dimension for now. When Rav Lichtenstein passed away, of course, was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, where we find ourselves. Aleph Iyar, and Rabbi Willig actually mentioned immediately, Rabbi Willig was studied under Rav Lichtenstein in the 60s in YU, the very early days of the YU Kollel, of course, being Rosh Chodesh, quoting the pasuk that we say from Mizmor Kuf Tes Zayin, Yakar Be'enei Adonai Hamavsala Chasidav, how hard and precious a matter it is, not cherished, but the gravitas, seriousness, Yakar b'enei Hashem ha-mavsala chasidav. He described Rav Lichtenstein as a chasid, which is an interesting term to apply. Certainly he didn't mean it in the sense of, as opposed to a brisker. We know that he was the latter, birimach eva rav. But I thought, not that Rav Willig took it in this direction, that the term chasid was very appropriate. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos distinguishes between a chacham and a chasid. A chacham, the Rambam says, is somebody who finds that golden mean when it comes to all areas of life. But the chassid the Rambam writes about, and again, this is, I'm not pinning this on Rabbi Willig, but this was what I think about literally every Rosh Chodesh. I can't limit it to Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Every time I get up to that pasuk, I always think of Yakar b'nei Hashem ha-mav salah chassidav in the context of Rav Lichtenstein. So the Rambam says as follows. This is Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. Mishu medaktik al atzmo biyoser, v'yisrachik midea benonis, me'at l'tzadze, od l'tzadze, that is, goes in a direction from, strays and deviates from the precise point of balance, v'im disrachik, nikra chasid, ketzad, mishu misrachik migov alev ad k'tzea achron, v'yesh falruach biyoser, nikra chasid, v'zohi midas hachasidus. So, somebody who doesn't just find that halfway point between Govalev, a kind of self-centeredness or arrogance, and you know, a sense of complete self-negation. So the middle point would be for a chacham, but a chassid goes beyond. Zohi midas chassidus. V'im nisrachik ada emtza bilvad, v'ye anav nikra chacham, v'zohi midas chachma. V'alderach zeh shar kol adeos. This applies across the board. V'chasidim harishonim hayumatin. That's an expression one finds in the Gemara. Chasidim rishonim used to prepare for davening, let's say, for an hour. They would spend an hour preparing for davening. Hayumatin deos shalahem iderach ha'mtoyes k'neged shtei akzavos. They would go more than just the balance point. They would go to a kind of an extreme. Yesh deos shematin osa k'neged akzei achron. V'yesh deos shematin osa k'neged akzei harishon. Sometimes in one direction, sometimes the other. V'zehu lifnim mishuras hadin. This is beyond what is required, going beyond strictly the call of duty. So Rav Lichtenstein is certainly somebody for whom the call of duty was the primary category of his life. I'm actually teaching a course now in the high school in the thought of Rav Lichtenstein. And the idea of gadol mitzuvah ve'osa mimi she'eno mitzuvah ve'osa is one of really the recurring themes. The idea of tzivoy, how many times I heard it from him. It's not just that I feel that I'm commanded to have a very arduous and diligent life. He says, I couldn't imagine wanting anything else. So this is not to negate the importance of duty, but and anybody knew Rav Lichtenstein knew that term, Yakar b'nei Hashem ha-mavsala chasidav, of specifically being a chasid, being lifnim mishuras adin, Misha medaktik al atzmo biyoser, who's incredibly demanding of himself, going beyond that which anybody else would have required, was something that really was me'afyein, that characterized him. Point number one. Point number two, because it's Rosh Chodesh and the Yortzeit will always be associated with Rosh Chodesh, the laning of Rosh Chodesh is something which really speaks uniquely to Rav Lichtenstein's approach. And this does dovetail with the previous point that I was raising. The laning of Rosh Chodesh is to read from the Karban Tamid, of course, the twice daily offering, and then moving from there to the Karban that was offered every week on Shabbos, Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato, and only in the fourth and final Aliyah of the Torah reading do we get to Rosh Chodesh. And so it's a very fascinating thing. We can't read about Rosh Chodesh, apparently, without reading about Shabbos, and we can't read about Shabbos without reading about the daily offering. You recognize the pattern. Of course, the Torah is developing the idea of going from Tadir, Vishenu Tadir, as it were, Tadir Kodem. That's where the rabbis got this idea, from the Torah's presentation itself. And as a matter of fact, each and every time the Torah presents a new korban, the Torah always says, but don't forget, this is in addition to the daily offering. Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato, Al Olas HaTamid, in addition to the Olas HaTamid. Or in the context of Rosh Chodesh, Usirizim Echad L'Chatas, Al Olas HaTamid, Ye'aseh V'Nisko. The Torah reminds us time and again that any additional flashy Karban Musaf can only be meaningful in the context of the Karban Tamid, Tamidim Kisidram Musafin Kehilchasam. The pasuk that one finds to describe the Karban Tamid is Sakeves Echad Tasa Baboker Ve Sakeves Hasheni Tasa Ben Harbaim. Rav Lichtenstein would quote from Rav Palti Gaon that this is actually the most central pasuk in the Torah. The idea of consistency, showing up every single day, putting in an honest day's work. And anybody who knew him would tell you that he wasn't flashy. He had great presence to him. He certainly knew when he was around, but there was no flash there or even charisma. But what he tried to inculcate in those who looked to him for guidance was this idea of consistency, stability, consistency, and those kinds of very steady waters, still waters, were quite deep. And to always orient oneself towards the daily, somewhat mundane, but effort. And if a person could do that every single day, one could truly aspire to great heights without necessarily drawing a lot of attention along the way. So the Kesakeves Echad Tasa V'Boker V'Sakeves Hasheni Tasa Ben Arbaim. And in that respect, the idea of people making fixed times specifically for learning and to think about the spiritual side of life and their Avodas Hashem with this program that Rachel is running is really all about is something that I think he would have not only supported but been very proud of. Obviously, it came into existence at a time Rav Lichtenstein was beginning to fade from the scene, but something I certainly think about, and it's the credit of everybody here, every Thursday, middle of the day, challenging thing to do, but very much in the spirit of Esakeves Echad Tasa V'Boker V'Esakeves Hasheni Tasa Bein Harbayim Asei Taras Chakevas, anchoring oneself in that respect. So hopefully Rav Lichtenstein's legacy, both of Chasidus, of Misha Medaktik, Alatzmo B'Yoser, we can't put the same demands on ourselves as he put on himself, but nonetheless, the idea of sometimes aspiring to be Lifnei Mishur HaSadin, and certainly in terms of doing our duty itself, Esakeves Echad Tasa B'Boker, V'Esakeves Hasheni Tasa Ben Harbayim, those are things that hopefully we can try to translate, as he would have said, mutatis mutandis, making the necessary adjustments in the Latin, and making the necessary adjustments for our stations in life. Hopefully those are things that we could try to integrate as much as possible for ourselves.